A Charge to Keep. The American Battle Monuments Commission's centennial is an opportunity to rededicate ourselves to honoring America's fallen and educate the next generation of stewards. By Charles K. DeJou. Photos courtesy American Battle Monuments Commission. This year, the American Battle Monuments Commission, ABMC, celebrates its 100th anniversary of honoring the service and sacrifice of our nation's armed forces. ABMC has grown and evolved alongside groups like the American Legion in the past century. Together, we resolve to never let the memory of our fallen service members fade. Thanks to support from the early veterans' service organizations, including the American Legion, Congress established the ABMC. On March 4, 1923, President Warren Harding signed the legislation creating our agency. As an early powerhouse among veterans groups, the Legion also provided natural fits for the agency's first commissioners, including D. John Markey, who previously served as chairman of the Legion's Military Affairs Committee and testified to Congress on behalf of legislation creating the ABMC. Josephine Bentley, a Gold Star mother who was a leader with the American Legion Auxiliary in Chicago, also served on our agency's first commission. In 1937, the ABMC dedicated its first World War I cemeteries and monuments, and the American Legion organized its 20th anniversary pilgrimage to Europe. Legion members came out in force to show their support during these events at ABMC sites. As the dedications of the six World War I cemeteries in France, Aisne-Marne, Meuse-Argonne, Ouistreham, Somme, Saint-Mihiel, and Suresnes, were held simultaneously on Memorial Day. Representatives from the American Legion and veterans of foreign wars presided over four of the six dedications. The final dedication was October 7, 1937, at the Chateau Thierry Monument in France. Referencing the dead buried in the nearby Aisne-Marne and Ouistreham American cemeteries, American Legion past National Commander Harry Colmery closed his remarks by noting, "Their task is done. Ours remains before us." These words continue to serve as a charge to the ABMC for maintaining the honor and memory of these fallen, in perpetuity. Also during that trip, then Ambassador to France, William C. Bullitt, presented to the American Legion a sculpted bust of General of the Army's John J. Pershing, the ABMC's first chairman and a member of George Washington American Legion Post 1 in the nation's capital. A card-carrying, dues-paying Legionnaire, Pershing declared, "They are my comrades in service, to the last man." Pershing's election as honorary national commander at the Legion's October 1926 convention speaks to a high level of mutual respect between the ABMC and the American Legion. We live by Pershing's promise in fulfilling our ABMC mission, that time will not dim the glory of their deeds. I am honored the American Legion takes this charge as seriously as we do. Moving into our next century of service, the ABMC is focused on exploring avenues to connect with new audiences, art, architecture, and an enhanced focus on education and interpretation are some of the ways ABMC's mission is evolving for the future. Art forms a key part of how we commemorate sacrifice. The ABMC maintains thousands of pieces of military and commemorative art pieces within our historical collections. We also regularly loan out our art to exhibits around the world as part of ongoing efforts to both preserve and educate the story of American service and sacrifice. An example of ABMC's art preservation includes a 1962 painting by artist Tom Schenck featuring the American Legion Paris Post 1 mausoleum. The painting memorializes American veterans and echoes ABMC's commemorative mission to remember the service and sacrifice of our U.S. troops overseas. The Schenck painting came to ABMC through the American Legion's connection to Pershing Hall in Paris. The Legion purchased Pershing Hall in the late 1920s and used it as a gathering space and social hub for Americans until it later transferred ownership to the U.S. government. Working closely with the Legion and VA, ABMC's local teams received some of the building's art and decor into storage. Replicas were created for some of the items to remain on display at the building, and ABMC retains 13 of the original pieces in its collection, including plates, busts, and paintings, ensuring their preservation and safekeeping. As part of our centennial, ABMC also unveiled the new documentary, Our Promise, 100 Years of the American Battle Monuments Commission. You can view this documentary on ABMC's YouTube channel and at regional premieres around the country throughout 2023. We are also excited to launch our collaborative book with the Smithsonian American Art Museum this year, highlighting the rich architecture, sculpture, murals, and other works of art featured at our cemeteries and memorials. Our staff around the world continued to preserve and revitalize our sites to maintain their beauty, solemnity, and historic integrity. We are opening a new visitor center at our Netherlands American Cemetery later this year, and are always working to create engaging new educational tools and exhibits. In February, ABMC's Chief of Staff, Mike Conley, spoke with the Legion's National Cemetery Committee during the organization's annual Washington conference. Many of the members in attendance shared their own experiences at our overseas cemeteries, a testament to the connection we still share today. We are grateful to have spent the past century in the company of individuals who truly understand the need to preserve the history of service and sacrifice made by our nation's military, and perhaps most importantly, who understand our obligation to steward the memory of our fallen into the next generation. We continue to encourage visitation at our sites both in person and virtually through our online ABMC 360 program. We hope you have an opportunity to visit an ABMC site soon and look forward to continuing our common goal of honoring the sacrifice of America's veterans. Charles K. DeJoux is Secretary of the American Battle Monuments Commission. An Afghanistan war veteran, DeJoux served for more than 20 years in the Army Reserve. He is a former member of Congress from Hawaii who served on the House Armed Services Committee and House Budget Committee. Caption, We Zane American Cemetery. Caption, Flanders Field American Cemetery. Caption, Meuse-Argonne American Cemetery. Caption, Chateau Thierry Monument. 125,000, approximate number of U.S. war dead interred at ABMC cemeteries overseas, with another 94,000 listed on the walls of the missing. ABMC operates and maintains 26 permanent American burial grounds and 32 separate memorials, monuments, and markers in 17 countries on 5 continents. In 2017, ABMC acquired the Lafayette Escadrille Memorial Cemetery near Paris, where remains of 49 of the first Americans to fly combat missions in World War I are interred in crypts, along with two of their French commanding officers. The monument above the sarcophagus honors the 200-plus American volunteer pilots, including the first African-American combat ace, Eugene Bullard, who flew 20 missions with French squadrons and brought down 2 enemy aircraft. Caption, Lafayette Escadrille Memorial Cemetery. Caption, Pointe du Hoc Ranger Monument. The most visited ABMC sites are Normandy American Cemetery at Colville-sur-Mer and the co-located Pointe du Hoc Ranger Monument in France, which hosts nearly 3 million guests each year. ABMC recently loaned from its collection Tom Shanks' 1962 painting of the American Legion Paris Post 1 mausoleum to the Cité de l'Architecture et du Patrimoine Museum in Paris for an Art Deco exhibit. Caption, Netherlands American Cemetery. Caption: Cambridge American Cemetery Chapel. Caption: North Africa American Cemetery. Caption: Clark Veterans Cemetery. Lesser known cemetery sites include Netherlands American Cemetery in Margraten, where the graves of more than 8,000 Americans are adopted and cared for by Dutch citizens, Cambridge American Cemetery, on a hillside outside the ancient city in England, North Africa American Cemetery, outside Carthage, Tunisia, and Clark Veterans Cemetery in the Philippines.